Hello, friends. I am in Seattle, excited to be speaking at Seattle Town Hall tonight, and then on to Portland, Oregon tomorrow. It's a very busy week. In fact, I'm going to be in five cities in 5 days, Monday to Friday. So fun times. Hopefully, I'll get a chance to connect with some listeners and readers at these stops along the way. You can always find my schedule at chrisgillibo.com/tour. And even though I'm in Seattle, our next call comes from Madrid, Spain. That would be, just in case you know another Madrid, we're going to talk about the continental Madrid. In fact, we're going to hear from Ana, who is no stranger to languages or the nuances that come with translating them. She is a professional translator, in fact. Her focus is on medical and legal documents. So now she wants to capitalize on her linguistic prowess and start a side hustle catering to online businesses needing website localization. Let's see what she can do. How can she best position herself for success? That's what we'll talk about. My goal is to translate medical documents. That's her goal, not mine, just to be clear. But that's the title of the episode, and her question's coming up in just 30 seconds.
Hola, I'm Ana from Madrid. I'm a professional translator with expertise in medical and legal documents. I was recommended your show by a colleague, and it has truly been an enlightening experience. Seeing the boom in online businesses, I'm starting a side hustle offering website localization services to businesses looking to expand internationally. What should I consider when setting up shop?
All right, let's talk about it. I think it's a good idea. At least it is an existing business model that is not too difficult to jump into if you have the skills and you have the right connections. That's going to be key. So let's do a couple steps here. First step is some market research. Find out who your potential clients are, what industries they're in, how much they're willing to pay for localization service. Okay, so you can do this by some surveys, maybe even just reaching out to potential clients for a quick little interview. Then you want to build a portfolio showcasing your work. Now, hopefully this won't be too difficult because Ana's been doing this a while. So build that portfolio. Then think about, okay, how do I actually go to offer this service now? In terms of pricing, you want to consider the complexity of the project, the time it will take, your expertise in the field. But mostly remember to consider the value you're providing to the client. So think about that. Also consider using project-based pricing instead of hourly rates. This can be more attractive to clients since they know upfront what the cost will be. But there may be some standardization. So see what's happening in that field in your local area and then kind of go from there. And then last but not least, use your existing network to find your first clients. Let people know about your venture, ask them to refer you to others, social media perhaps, professional networking sites perhaps, but often these things are just kind of done through word of mouth or kind of putting the word out there. So Ana, I think you've got the skill. Let's see what happens next. Let us know how it goes. Listeners, thanks for being out there. If you have a question, sidehustleschool.com/questions. There's also some free resources there on the site. We'll continue to feature listener questions, ideas, plans, and updates throughout the year. I love working on this podcast for you every single day. We've got a new episode coming out tomorrow about 3D printing. So stay tuned for that. My name's Chris Gillibo. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.